Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views with me, Chris Ashmore. My special guest this evening is Brendan Kelly, a local solicitor who has offices in Milford and Falcarra. Brendan, you have been speaking to farmers and those involved with agriculture on a number of topics recently at a County Donegal executive meeting about one thing in particular: create a will, not a tax liability, and the whole need for people to focus on succession planning. This is a really big and very important topic.
Yes, Chris, that's right. Tuesday night there in the Clannery was well attended, without question, and a very informative night, not alone from, you know, the talks that were given by the various speakers, the president of MACRA, Kieran O'Dowd, and also Seamus Ferry from the Bank of Ireland. Very informative indeed. I gave my own talk, as you say, on creating a will, not a tax liability. What I found, or what I took from the night, and enlightened me anyway, was it gave me an insight into the way, you know, farmers are thinking, and it gave me a clear insight into their concerns. My talk was really based on, you know, transferring assets, transferring farms, whether it's during your lifetime or whether it's after your life, by will or otherwise. And effectively focusing on not alone the mechanics of the transfer itself, but more importantly, on the tax liabilities that could arise for the beneficiaries.
Now, for people who don't know too much about this, and I suppose there's a lot of people who don't actually know until a situation arises where there is an inheritance or transfer of land, capital acquisitions tax. So to explain to people, there are a number of different types of categories, and there are thresholds, and there's a tax rate that's increased over the last few years.
Well, yeah, capital acquisitions tax, or inheritance tax, or gift tax, in ordinary man's language, it's a tax that's imposed by the state on benefits received, whether during lifetime or on death. Ultimately, there are various reliefs or thresholds that are available there for the individual, the person receiving. And at the moment, we'll take it, breaks up into categories, but at the moment, a son, we'll say, is entitled to inherit from a father or mother anything up to €225,000 tax-free. Anything above that then is taxed at 33%. If you move down to, we'll say, nieces or nephews or brothers or sisters, they would fall into Threshold B status. And at the moment this year, under the budget, they're entitled to inherit anything up to €30,150. So if they receive any benefit above that, then it's taxed at 33%. And ultimately, that's a check in the post to the revenue, gather the money and get paid. Going back to 2008, those thresholds and that tax rate was somewhat different. And because of the situation the country has found itself in, you've seen a focus away from stamp duty collection, towards a focus on capital taxes, and in particular capital acquisitions tax. So at the moment we have a threshold of 225. Back then, it was 542,000. So the limit has fallen considerably, in fact, more than half. From a tax point of view, while it's at 33%, if you go back to 2008, it was at 20%. It's gone year on year, 20%, 22%, 25%, 30%, and now 33%. So there's been a gradual increase. And I don't think people have noticed year on year in the budget these changes that have occurred. And these changes are something that are going to affect every single one of us at some stage. May not affect us, but will affect our children. And what I find ironic is that what is extremely topical, or which has taken a lot of people concern at the moment and discontentment at the moment, is the property tax, and rightly so, and the water charges, and rightly so. But these taxes, we see them every day and they're topical, but we don't have regard to these other stealth type taxes that were not brought to the fore. And it's a matter of, how would I say, it seems to be that we're too busy catching the mice but letting the elephants through.
You could argue that the government have been fairly cute on this. It has sort of gone under the radar. As you mentioned, we've gone from 22% up to 33%. And that's a really steep rise. At the same time, as you've mentioned also, the actual ceilings for the tax and the liability have changed as well. So it's a double whammy. And I suppose the advice, Brendan, is that when you do talk to somebody like yourself, there are ways around this that you can save yourself a potential tax liability.
Yeah, without question, yes, Chris. At the end of the day, if it's the case that you're going to a solicitor to make your will, while one eye should be on, you know, the formality of making the will and making sure what you want passes to those beneficiaries, I feel that, you know, one eye should also be on the tax implications arising, insofar as while you may be generous in passing over a bequest to your loved ones, that you're not passing over a liability to them as well. For example, or coincidentally, there I had a lady in there, and we were discussing her own will and going down through the various matters. One question I did ask her, I said to her, "Do you expect to receive any gift or inheritance from anybody?" And she said, "Yes, actually, my uncle has told me that he's left me the farm." And I said, "Well, did he get proper tax advice, or did you get tax advice maybe on it?" She said, "No one ever even thought about it." And we talked it through, but effectively, the husband or the uncle was transferring over or would be leaving her a farm to the value of a region of €60,000. And applying those thresholds that I'm after speaking about and applying the tax rate, not only is she getting a farm of €60,000, but she's also getting a tax liability of €10,000. Now, we considered the matter, and I said to her, would her uncle be agreeable maybe to consider changing as well? And she says, well, if it meant saving money. And effectively said, well, would it be something that he'd be willing to transfer the property to you and your husband? And she says, I can't see no reason why not. And if that was the case and he does change as well, well, ultimately they will both receive the property, they will receive it jointly, but in doing so, the tax liability will decrease from €10,000 down to €5,000. And we considered it further, and she has a daughter, more than likely the daughter will end up getting the house. And I said, well, would it be something the uncle would be agreeable to leaving the property to you three ways? And she says, yeah, absolutely. Well, I said, why don't we do that? Get him to come in, change his will, leave it to you three ways. And with the result, there will be no tax to be paid. So effective tax planning does save money.
And it's like a lot of things, if you're in the know, great. If you're not in the know, you lose out. So it is so important to get expert advice. Now, there are other reliefs. You've touched on one of them there. For example, if a farm's been handed down, tell us a little bit more about, we've heard terms about that, the favourite nephew and the agricultural relief, things like that.
Well, ultimately, yes, there's agricultural relief there. And it's an incentive really to ensure that farms pass on to the next generation. Obviously, a lot of farmers are asset happy and cash poor, and it's in order to keep those assets intact or those farm holdings intact that there's an incentive there to ensure that the tax bill is lessened. And one of those reliefs is agricultural relief. And what it ultimately does is it reduces the value of the benefit passing by 90%. So, for example, take a farm of, we'll say, valued at €1 million. Well, the first 900,000 is set aside, and then the 100,000 is only used. And that 100,000, we'll say, being below the threshold of 225, then there will be no tax to be paid on that.
Is there any danger that that agricultural relief could be reduced in future budgets?
Well, there was talk about it. The Commission for Taxation did report a number of years back, maybe possibly reducing that 90% down to 75%. They didn't go down that road. The government obviously realised the importance of farming, the farming industry, and the need to maintain farm holdings. So they haven't done that despite that Commission's report there, but I can't see it in the short term anyway.
Now, another area just to touch on and hugely important for everybody, pensions and again planning for pensions. And once more, it's an area that the government have been clawing away at, and again, some hidden surprises.
Well, it's not so much the planning for pensions, but what I've seen just as a practitioner, I've seen this focus away from stamp duty collection back in 2006, 2007, early 2000s. The main revenue stream was obviously stamp duty. That tap was turned off when the property sales fell, so they had to focus their focus elsewhere, and they have focused on the capital taxes. The ultimate effect is that they're trying to increase that tax. But one thing I do notice is that when I'm dealing with a probate or an estate, every probate I deal with, I have to write to the department in Sligo and notify them of the death. And the real purpose of it, as far as I can see, is that they're there to see whether or not the individual or the deceased had any liability as regards their pension, whether they under-declared in their means test for their pension. And effectively, I have noticed a considerable increase in the assessments that are being made where individuals have under-declared, which results in the department writing to me and saying, look, you can't proceed with this estate any further until this we have an assurance that this liability is going to be paid out of the estate, which ultimately is going to have to be paid by the beneficiary.
Finally, Brendan, time running against us. Another topic that's extremely important, the whole nursing home scheme and serious implications for an awful lot of people. Again, advice should be sought.
Yeah, well, advice should be sought. It was noticeable, all right, the questions that were raised by a number of people at the meeting the last night did focus on the nursing home scheme, and in particular the financial assessment that's there. Ultimately, if somebody goes into nursing home care, the rules are now that you have to pay for it. And how you pay for it, you may not have to pay for it during your lifetime, but you will be paying for it after your time. And similar to the CAT tax, leaving a liability for your loved ones. Effectively, just to break it down, if it is the case that you do require nursing home care, there's a financial assessment there where the regard the HFSE have regard to your assets and what you own and what your income is. But interestingly, they are prepared to take 7.5% of the value of any assets that you might have and put that against the annual cost of your care. And while you may not have that money at the time, the scheme provides that you sign up and consent to a charge being registered on whether it's your principal residence or whether it's your farm or whatever assets you may have. And ultimately, after your time, when the property does pass to your loved ones, it is subject to the repayment of the costs incurred, and that charge will not be lifted until such time as that is paid.
Brendan Kelly there. Just time for the cattle prices. Steers making €4.20 a kilo, heifers €4.30 a kilo, and U-grade bulls €4.25 a kilo. R-grade cows €3.85 a kilo. Sheep prices, lambs up to 24 kilos, €5.55 a kilo, and ewes €3.20 to €3.50 a kilo. Well, that's it for another edition of Highland Radio's Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.